We're on? Okay. Today is Daf Kuf Beis. More on Hilchas Chalitza. Issues of Chalitza. I was waiting for something the whole summer. I was wondering if I was going to get an opportunity to mention it. Sure enough, today it's coming up. Amar Rava. Says Rava. Ger don es chaveiro dvar Torah. We had this yesterday. At the end of yesterday's daf, somebody said, I'm a ger, I can't be involved in a chalitza. Right? He didn't want to be involved in a chalitza based on a pasuk. The only ger cannot be a dayan when it comes to chalitza. He's got to be a full-fledged Jew. Ger, don es chaveiro dvar Torah. But a ger can judge a fellow ger. That's what it means. Ger don es chaveiro dvar Torah. A ger can judge his fellow ger. So if a ger is on trial for something, then one of the dayanim can be a ger. Rashi says, dinei nefashos. Di'ilu dinei mamonis, because if it's dinei mamonis, afilu l'chol Yisrael. Any Jew, any ger can be on a basis for dinei mamonis. We're talking about here, dinei nefashos. Why? Because, shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, so, this is actually this week's parsha. No, it's not. It's parsha's ki tzeitzei. It's Parsha Shoftim. Shenemar, Som Tosim Alecha Melech, right, appoint a king. Asha Yivchar Hashem Alokecha Bo Mikerav Achicha, Tosim Alecha Melech. That's the Pasuk. So Alecha, who, now, the Gemara is assuming that Melech and Dayan are the same din, the same idea of a ruler, Melech and a Dayan. So Alecha, who Diba'inan Mikerav Achicha, only for Alecha, for you, do we require it has to be from one of your brothers? Aval ger, but a ger, don es chaveiro ger. He can judge another ger. To be a ruler over Klal Yisrael? No, that has to be one of your brothers. That has to be achicha. But for another ger, it's no problem. Vim haisa imo mi Yisrael. But if, let's say, the mother is Jewish, in other words, his mother's a Jew, and his father was a goy, he's not a ger. That's not a ger. Then, you know what? Don afilu Yisrael. Then he can be a Beis Din. Ula Indian Chalitza. But regarding Chalitza, Ad Sheyehei Aviv V'Imo Mi Yisrael. They both have to be Jews. Shenemar V'Nikra Shmo Bi Yisrael. Like we said yesterday, the problem with this is, Chalitza is more machmer than Nidin Nefashos. Nidin Nefashos, one parent could be a goy. That's okay. But for Chalitza, no, it's not okay. Why should that be? Fine, it's a pasuk. What's the svar for that? Why could a ger, by Chalitza, both your parents have to be full-fledged Jews, and by Din Nefashos, only one has to be? What's the svar for that? There's five sheets here, what this means. Some say it's the easiest thing is to change the girsa, right? Or to interpret it as follows. Of course, because the kasha really is on Rashi. Because Rashi is the one who says Dina Nefashos. In other words, the Gemara doesn't say what kind of Beis Din it is. Rashi says Dina Nefashos. And if you have one parent is a Jew, it's no problem with Dina Nefashos. It's only Rashi. So the Kasha is really in Rashi. How can Chalitza be more Machmir than Dina Nefashos? Why should that be so? So some say, of course Nefashos require both parents. Of course they require both parents. Maybe that line's only Dina Mamanis. And the Fashos and Chalitza would be the same. So different opinion. Okay. Next. Amar Rabba, Amar of Kahana, Amar Rav. Very interesting line over here. Im Yavo Eliyahu, if Eliyahu Anavi will show up, V'yomar, and tell us, Chotzin b'minol, you can do Chalitza with a minol. Again, a minol is, there's two types of shoes here. A minol and a sandal. Torah doesn't say with one or the other. Torah just says, now. What's a nal? We don't know what that is. But we, in the times of the Gemara, they had two types of shoes. They had a minol and a sandal. The difference was, we're going to get to it in a few minutes, would you wear it if it was partially broken? So a sandal you couldn't wear if it was a little broken, that's it, you couldn't wear it. A minol, you could still wear it. So we have a din that a shoe, for purposes of chalitza, has to be shalem. So therefore, if it's a little broken, a type of minol, don't use that minol. Because even it could be a little broken, you can still wear it. You can still show up to the Beis Din wearing such a shoe. You can still show up to Beis Din wearing such a shoe. Therefore, don't don't use that shoe for chalitza. But if Eliyahu Navi would come and say, no, you could use it, right? The Shomer Lo, well, listen to him. What's he doing? He's telling us our chumrah is not really correct. That's what he's saying. We're machmir not to use a shoe because we're afraid it's going to be a little broken, and you can wear it anyway. And then you'll come to show up in a chalitza with a partially ripped shoe, partially broken shoe, and that's a problem. Eliyahu said, that's not such a problem. Don't worry about that. It's a very remote problem. It's a very remote possibility. So if Eliyahu Navi says that, well, listen to him. Bidi Evid. Right. We're gonna say that basically he's saying the Chachila. Bidi Evid, if you use a shoe and you checked it out and you saw that there's nothing wrong with it, right? Bidi Evid. Oh, I used the wrong shoe. All right, let's check it out. Is it broken? If it's not broken, it's fine. Nothing inherently wrong with it. Unlike socks, which we're going to have later, which are inherently improper. So it's Yovel Yov Yomar Choltin Bemin Ol Shomalo. Ain Choltin Besandal. But if he tells us not to use a sandal, to only use a minol, then Ain Shomalo. We're not going to listen to him. Right? Why not? Shekvar Nagu Ha'am Besandal. Because everybody's already using a sandal. Everybody uses a sandal. Eliyahu Navi, what are you telling us? Not to use what? Not to do what Klal Yisrael has been doing all along. The Yerushalmi says there's a principle here that minog is mavatel the halacha. You hear such a principle? The minog of Klal Yisrael using a sandal is going to be mavatel what Eliyahu Navi says. We'll talk about that in 2 minutes. Rav Yosef Amar of Kahana, Amar Rav, slightly different version. Im Yavo Eliyahu. If Eliyahu Navi will come, the Yomar, and tell us, Ein Choltzin b'minol, don't use a minol, like we all suspected, right? Then Shomen Lo, we'll listen to that, because we anyway have a suspicion that we shouldn't use such a shoe, right? Because we're afraid it's going to break and we use it anyway. But if he tells us, Ein Choltzin b'sandal, don't use a sandal, that Ein Shomen Lo, that we're not going to listen to. Why? Shekvar Nogu on b'sandal. Because everybody's using it. My benayhu, what's the difference between these two versions? It could be naihu, minol lechachila. The question is, can you use a minol lechachila? According to the first version, yes. Right? How did it start off? Choltzin b'minol, shomen lo. Even lechachila. And according to the second version, it's talking about not lechachila. So what's going on, right? That's the difference. Now we're going to get into l'chachila and b'di'evet. So we're talking about Eliyahu Navi for a minute. What's going on here? So Eliyahu Navi comes down from Shemayim and says, "Listen, I want to start changing some hilchos chalitza over here." So we don't listen to him. Why? Because we our minhag beats what he's telling us. Why should that be? How many times do we have in the Gemara where somebody says, you know, I went into that building and I met Eliyahu Hanavi and he taught me the following halachas. Right? We had that in the beginning of Brachas. He was in the building and he met Eliyahu Hanavi and he taught him, many times you have it. Tana Devei Eliyahu, most people hold, is Eliyahu Hanavi. There's no Tana or an Amora named Eliyahu. Most people hold Eliyahu Hanavi. Rav Anon, one of the Amoraim, had a chavrutsu with Eliyahu Hanavi and learned halacha. A lot of it's agarata, a lot of it's musar, a lot of it's hashkafa, but still. So what's going on here? So the answer is, and the Rambam says the same thing. If Eliyahu Navi, any Navi, will come and not anything, we'll throw him out. So how come many times we have Eliyahu Navi? The answer is because if Eliyahu Navi comes and says something, al pi nevuah, I have a prophecy from now on, you should stop. We don't listen to that. We don't listen to that. We already have, the Torah's not in the Shemayim. We already have a Torah. We already have, we don't listen to that. But if Eliyahu Navi comes and says it, Misvara, I thought it out, the Misvara, Wamdus, learning back and forth, that I'll listen to. He's no worse than anybody else. I'm in the yeshiva, and the worst boy in the class says an unbelievable Svara. We'll listen to that. Eliyahu Navi is not worse than that. So you meet Eliyahu, you bump into Eliyahu Navi, he tells him halacha, Misvara, Milamdus, that you can listen to. That's not a problem. Here, he's saying it Alpi Nevuah. Alpi Nevuah, we don't have to listen to him. Torah doesn't work by nevuah. It doesn't work that way. Right? What about, famous question, what about the Baskol? right? So there are two stories of the Baskel. One story is with Hisham and Beit Hillel. The Baskel said, Divrei Elokim Chayim, but we're passing like Beit Hillel. And the other story is with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, and about the machlokas about something, and Eliezer said, the Baskel's going to paskin like me. And sure enough, the Baskel paskin like him. And we said, the Gemara says over there, they told him, we're very sorry, but we don't paskin like Baskels. What's the difference? So the difference is, Tosfos already says, a few differences. First of all, in the case of Rabbi Eliezer, he was a lone shita, he was a das yachid. He's going against the entire yeshiva. So the Baskel is going against halacha. Because the halacha is halacha kerabim, halacha kerabim. We follow the majority. So he's a lone shita. So the Baskel itself is against the halacha. So we don't have to pay attention to that. Also, by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we didn't know who the Baskel like. Baskel is not going against halacha. We ourselves had a suffix who the Baskel like. All the Baskel told us was that we said that Beis Hillel was Rov, but Beis Shammai was smarter. So what wins? Rov or smarter? So the Baskel said Rov wins. Beis Shammai smarter. They have more kishronos and they have better lungs. It doesn't make a difference. We go by Rov. Nothing wrong with that. Also, another thing Tosfos says over there is, the Baskel by Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was spontaneous. All of a sudden, one day, the Baskel says, by the way, wrong in the Paskel like Beis Hillel. If the Baskel is in response to a story, Baskel, you better answer me. I'll listen to that. Right? I'll listen to that. I'll pay attention to that. Right? I think Tosfos has another answer. Right. And so the third thing is what we said already. If we don't know who to Paskin like, then the Baskel can help us out. But if we already know who to Paskin like, we already knew that the halacha is like the Rabbim, we don't listen to the Baskel. So that answer, that's why we listen to the Baskel over there. And not by Shai and Beis Hillel, yes, and not by here. And again, why don't we listen to the Eliyahu HaNavi here? So one answer we said is because we do it all with Eliyahu HaNavi. Why not? Because what did I say? Because it was a nevuah, exactly, because it was a nevuah as opposed to a lamdas. Others say the reason we don't listen to Eliyahu HaNavi here is because by Dinim Derabbanan we don't listen to Eliyahu HaNavi. It's a Dinim Derabbanan. The Derabbanan don't use this type of shoe. So, the Ohanavi, we don't listen to him for Din and the Rabbanan. The Raisa, maybe we would, but not the Rabbanan. Others, that's the Be'er Sheva. And the Rashbash says that, talking about Minhag being Mevatel Halacha, right? You know what? No, okay, that's it. So I think that pretty much explains Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay, next. Ulamanda Amar Filchila. According to the Manda Amar who says you can use a shoe, a minal lichatchila, but didn't our Mishnah imply Bidyeved, Fatnan, Khalza Biminal, Khalitasok Shera, which implies Bidyeved in Lichatchila lo. And now we have someone who says Lichatchila, yeah. So the Gemara says, no, who are Dina Fil Lichatchila? Really, Lichatchila, you can even use such a shoe. Why did the Mishnah phrase it in a Bidyeved language? I did the boy, let me see Seifa, Ban Pilia, Chalitasa Psula, because in the Seifa, we wanted to let you know that if you do Chalitza with socks, that's nothing. Afilu b'di'eved tana nami reisha, Afilu b'di'eved, tana nami reisha, b'di'eved uminal, b'di'eved uminal, I'm sorry, tana nami reisha b'di'eved, stop. So too, the reisha over here by the shoe says b'di'eved, even though it's not true, it's really mutar l'chatchila. According to this Manda Amar, why is it phrased in the Bidyeved to be parallel with the Seifa? By Sats, in Bidyeved it's no good. Now, Umin al Lechachila Tanoihi. Really, it's a machlokas Tanoim. Tanoihi, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Pamacha Talachli Lenetzivin. Once I went to Netzivin. And over there, Matasi Zakin Echad. I met an old man, Amarti Lo. I said to him, Kulam Ata Baki Rabbi Huda Ben Beseira. Do you know Rabbi Huda Ben Beseira? You familiar with him? Amali Hayes, of course. And he was always by my table. We were good friends. Did you ever see him do a chalitza? Did you ever see him be involved in a bezdin that did a chalitza, where a chalitza was being done? Amali Rizhi Shechalat Harbi Prabhupada. Many times. Many times I saw a chalitza. B'minal or b'sandal? How did he do it? With a minal or with a sandal? How did he do it? So Amali, so the old man said to me, the chicholtim a minol? You're allowed to use a minol? I didn't know that. I mean, what's the kasha? So we'll skip the parentheses. Rashi says not to read it. So Amarti lo, so I told him, what do you mean? What are you talking about? That you could use a minol? Im kain, ma'ra rav meir lo ma'chotel b'minol chotel t'kshira. Then how come Rabbeinu Paskin is kosher? If you can't use a minnow. Rabbeinu Paskin is kosher. And you know what? Rabbi Yaakov Amar Shmo, Rabbi Yaakov says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Cholzin b'minnow l'chachila, even l'chachila. In other words, maybe Rabbi Meir himself said, only b'dieved. It's okay. If after the fact you did it, it's fine. And Rabbi Yaakov says, even l'chachila. So old man, what are you talking about? Right. Which is mashma. Okay. The proof is not from the story. The proof is not from the old man. The proof is from the last thing. Either Rav Meir said lechachila or he said it b'dieved. Either way, he said it. So it's a machlokes. What did Rav Meir say? Lechachila or b'dieved? That's the machlokes, not the old man. That's just the story. So you have two tanaim over here. Either Rav Meir himself or Rav Yaakov who said lechachila, yeah, b'dieved, yeah, it's a machlokes. Fine. The one who says lechachila, no, why not? So the Gemara says ilay when we show the have panta. If it's because it's panta me'al, you have the upper shoe, you have the top of the shoe connected to your body, the araxa me'al, and you have the straps on top of that dimeal, which is touching the top of the shoe, v'hatora amra me'al v'lo me'al d'me'al. In other words, the halacha is, you have to remove the shoe from your body. That's why you can't remove the shoe from socks. There can't be anything, a chatzitza, between your foot and the shoe. Which is why there's a minhag, that on the day of a chalitza, somebody washes the feet of the yavam. So there shouldn't be any dirt there. So that when the shoe is removed, it's removed from his flesh. So what are you suspecting over here? You know why you can't use a minnow? There's a lot of straps. So maybe the straps are strapped around the straps. So you're not removing the shoe from the body. You're removing the shoe from the shoe. It's such a complicated shoe. That's the problem. The whole thing is not, right? There's an upper shoe and then straps on top of that. So you're not removing the shoe from the body. You're removing the shoe from the shoe itself. It's such a busy shoe. That's the problem. Then I feel with the evidence amilo. Then even with the evidence should be no good. That can't be the reason. If that's the true, then even with the evidence should be no good. So the Gemara says, no, look, zera mishum minal marufa. We're afraid that the shoe's going to be ripped. And what? And you're going to wear it anyway. So it's ripped, no big deal. But by a sandal, like we said before, by a sandal, if it's ripped, you can't wear it. It's constructed in such a way, if it's ripped, the whole thing is bottle. It won't stay on your foot. So you won't wear such a thing. By a minnow, you can still get away with it. Ihachi, inami, or similar, mishum chatzi minnow. It doesn't really fit you, but somehow you can get it on. So you can get it on, so it'll show up like that to Bezdin. But with a sandal, it's not happening. So therefore, that's the reason. The reason is because we're afraid it's going to be a little broken, either ripped or chatzi. You can still get away with it, and you're not wearing a shoe shalim. So for that reason, don't, if it's the other, we'll check it out. If it's good, it's good. Amar Rav. Rav said, "Ilav de chamise de lechabibi." If not for the fact that I saw my uncle, Rav Chia, or chabibi is a play on the word. It means uncle. It also means my beloved, or my friend. If I didn't see my chabibi, the chalatz besandal to islay hu shinsin. If I didn't see my uncle do a chalitza with straps, that's what shinsin are. Ana lohavi chalitzna ela besandal detaya. I would have only mattered a sandal that the Arabs wear. Why? The mahadak tfei, because it's very, very firm on the foot. V'hai didon, and what about today? Bizman hazeh, bizman ha rav's times. Afagav de itbe chumrisa, even if there's a knot, meaning to tie it to hold the foot and chew in place. Katrina be misna, I still tie it on with straps. Kihechi de devi chalitza ma'alisa. I want it to be a good strong chalitza. So I tie it on very tight, so that when she's removing it, she's mamish removing it, because we don't want it to fall off by itself. We don't want the husband, it's not a lot of help. It's got to be all her. So if it's half off, half so loose, right, it's like a slipper, it's half off already. There's a chashash, maybe she didn't take it off. So I made it nice and tight. It's knots and tight and strong, so when she removes it, she's mamash removing it. Okay. Simon Hataraz Yivama Sandal. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Hataraz Yivama Lashuk. How does a woman, how does Yivama go matter herself to the Shuk? How does that happen? B'shmitas Rov Ha'ekev. When she removes most of the heel, most of the Ekev. In other words, you have to take off the entire shoe, 100% of the shoe. Once it's rove off, it's considered off. That's what this member says. Meisvei, what do you mean? Hutru rituos minol v'sandal, if you unloosen the straps or of the shoe or the sandal, osher shamat rove haregel, or you removed rove of the foot, chalitzasa psula, it's possible. Taima, why is it possible? The shamat who? Because he helped. He unloosened it. He unloosened it, right? Ha shamta he. What if she would slip it off? Then chalitzasa ksheira, right? Then it would be okay. So what do you see? Rove regal in, rove ekev lo. Rove the foot, rove the regal, yeah. Rove the ekev, no. So, which one is it? Is it the regal or is it the ekev? So the Gemara says, lo, it's the same thing. Lo, hainu rove, hainu rove regal, hainu rove ekev. It's the same thing. Same thing. Vamai karile rove haregel. Why is it called rove haregel? De kula chayla de karile de chayis. Because your entire body is supported by the Ekev. So the whole body is supported there. Okay. As an aside, that's one of the reasons why this idea that the whole body is supported by the heel is one of the reasons why the times we're living in now, according to everybody, is the Ikfasa de Mashiach. What does Ikfasa mean? It means the heel. Ekev. The heel of the Mashiach. What does that mean? The whole history is supported on these days. That's exactly what it means. It's all building up on these days. These are the days of the Ikvaza. It's the heel. What does that mean, it's the heel? You ever think about those words? What does that mean? It's all building on these days. Just like the whole body is supported by the heel, so too the whole course of history. We can't understand such a thing. How could that be? We're so low. These people were so great. It's all building on us. It's all on us. We're holding up everything of history. Okay? That's the Musar Vort for the Erev Rosh Chodesh El Tavshin Savach Zayin. Messiah Leila Rav Yanai, the Amar Rav Yanai, Bein Shehatir Hu, Vishamta He, whether he unloosened it and then she slipped it off, or Bein Shehatira He, whether she unloosened it, Vishamat Hu, and then he slipped it off his own foot, Chalitasa Psulu, that's no good. Ad Shehatir He, Vitashmit He, until she has to do both. Okay, it's no great chiddush here. She has to unloosen the straps, the shoelaces, and remove it. Boy, Rabbi Yanai, what if Karasanu? What Mahu? What if she rips it off without unloosening it? She just rips it off his foot. Or Srefaso Mahu? What if she burns it off? Right, she'll take a lighter and she'll light the lighter and it'll burn off the whole shoe without burning his foot somehow. What about that? So that now Gile Karabinon Vuika. So you have a bare foot. The foot now is bare. I've gotten the shoe off somehow. Right? Is that it? Odilma, or maybe chalitza ba'inon. It has to be removed. You can't burn it off. You can't just rip it off. You can't slide it off. It's got to be removed. And then v'leka. Then you don't have that. Teku, that's a teku. Why is there a teku? Because we're going to have an amid beis, a whole... What does the word chalitza mean? There's like eight different words. Chalitza is a word that means a lot of different things. The Gemara is going to think it means putting it on. Psukim that the word chalitza means to put on, not to take off. So we know, we have a tradition, that it means to take off. So maybe you can take it off in any type of way. Who said it has to be undone and untied and unslipped and all that? So it's a take off. Wow. Boy Mineir of Nechemya Merabah. Shnei min olim zu al gavzu. What if you're wearing a shoe on top of a shoe? Mahu, what's the halacha? It's a hechi dami, what's the case? Ile madishal fise li'ela. If you take off the top one, v'katata, and you leave off on the bottom one, that can be, because me'al amar rachmana, v'lo me'al me'al. You gotta have the foot exposed. No, the case is al tzricha. The karbis se li'ela, you rip off the top shoe, You don't rip it off. You rip it. Then v'shalfei lutatoi. Then you remove the bottom shoe. Then v'koi ilei. And then the top shoe is still there. In other words, you've opened up a hole in the top shoe. You've taken off the bottom shoe, but the top shoe is still there. So then, now what? So my chalitza be'eden v'ha'ikah. She did a chalitza. She did a chalitza. Right? Odil magalikar v'eden v'leka. But the foot's still not exposed. Why? Because the top shoe's still there. What's the pshat? What's the answer? So the Gemara asks an unbelievable question. Umi ikiki agavna? Such a thing ever happened? Such a thing ever happened? Who wears two shoes? Right? So the Gemara says, it does happen. The Chazil, the Rabbanon of Yehuda, everybody knows Rabbi Yehuda, he wore five pairs of shoes out in the street. Right? Galoshes on top of galoshes. He wore five pairs of shoes. So of course it happens. Right? So we don't answer the question. Tosos was asked, what do you mean the Gemara asked, is this such a thing ever happened? How many times do we have unbelievable things? Gemara asks wild questions that never come up. Half this Masechta was like that. It's not more than half. Right? Cases that are impossible to happen. And the Gemara never asks, such a thing happened? Gemara never asked that question. Right? Top Tosfos quotes two cases about a woman with two wombs. Right? The Gemara asks the question in Chulin. I'm not a woman, an animal. Such things ever happen? The Gemara doesn't ask that question. Right? So the Tosfos answer is for Amari, third line. The high pshitale shiuchalios. Of course it's possible. Ella, mi boyale, umi havi chalitza kiagavna? But would that be a good chalitza? Yeah, but we don't care if it happens. It could be the wildest thing in the world. The Gemara was focusing on, would that be a good chalitza? Halo ein derech but adam linolbo. Nobody does that. How could that be a good chalitza? Whether or not it's wild or not, that's a separate issue. The question is the chalitza, not does it exist. We don't care if it exists. That's not what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking, is that a normal way of doing chalitza? Umashana, yes, the derechu, the chazina le'elban, Rav Yehuda. Yes, it would be normal. It could be such a normal thing. Rav Yehuda wore a lot of shoes. Right? We're not asking the question on the fact that it's so wild. A lot of times the Gemara has wild things. Things we never imagined possible. That's not what we're asking. The Gemara was asking, but is that a chalitza? That's all the Gemara was asking. And it's, yes, it could be a chalitza. So we did answer the question. It is a chalitza. You know why? Rehuda did that. People do that. On very cold days, people do bundle up. Could be. Okay. It would be maybe a good chalitza. Right, slipping off the bottom. So then she did an act of chalitza, and the fact that the foot is exposed, maybe it's a secondary issue. Right. Or at least we can have time to say why it would be mutter. Okay, next. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Yivama shehigdila bein ha'achim. Let's say what happened. There was a brother married to a girl, and she was a young girl. And she died, and the brother died. So now she's waiting for Yibam. The problem is that everybody there is a katana. Everybody there is katana. Or the young boys. Even if they're over the age of 13, none of them are ready to get married. So she's living with them. She's living with the family. Right? Maybe she doesn't have parents. So it's her father-in-law. Her father-in-law is raising her. And when one of the boys gets older, they're going to perform Yibum. That's what's going on here. She's a young girl anyway, so she's waiting. Muteras lihinase le'echer ben achin. She's allowed to marry one of these brothers when they get older. The ain choshishin. We don't have to be suspicious. Shamachalsa sanda le'achad mehem. We don't have to be suspicious that while they were playing games, when they were growing up, once upon a time, she took off one of their shoes. Well, they were playing house, right? And she's the mother and the brother's the father. And he comes home and he sits down on the sofa and she takes off his shoes and brings him his pipe. We don't have to be choshish for that. Right? Why? No, whoever saw that happen? We don't have to be choshish for that. Taima, the Gemara says Taima. The reason is, the lo chazinon, because we never saw that. We never saw them play those games. Ha chazinon. If we would have seen that, chashinon, then wait a minute. Maybe it did happen. Maybe we have to be afraid now. Veha tanya. But wait a minute. We're going to learn, I think it's tomorrow. I'm sorry, it's a Tosefta, but it comes up. Bein sheniska bein hu. Let's say he has kavana to do chalitza. Even though he doesn't really do anything. He's just there. He doesn't really do anything. the Falonis Gavnahi. She had no kavana. She had no kavana. Or Bain Shinaskavna he, Falonaskavin who, or the other way around, Khalitasa Psula. That's not good anyway. Aj is Kavnu Shneim Ke'echa. They both have to have kavana. It's not related to Mitzvah Mirchas Kavana or not. It's an unrelated issue. Special thing by Chalitza. So even if we saw that happen, right, they're playing around. There's a kavana there. So why is we choshesh? Right, he said the whole reason we choshesh is an inference. The whole reason we choshesh is because we didn't see. But what if we did see? Then we'd be choshesh. What did we choshesh for? Nobody had kavana. So the Gemara says, Hachi Gamar, Asag after chazina in choshesh. No, exactly. Even though we saw, we're not choshesh, Shema Kavnu, that anyone had kavana. Of course, that's of course the case. Right, we're changing it. Even if we saw that happen, we don't have to be choshesh. You know why? Nobody had kavana. They're playing around, a bunch of little kids. Nobody had kavana. Now that makes sense. Vikad Amri is a little harder. Vikad Amri, no. Taima de lo chazinan. The whole reason is because we didn't see. Ha chazinan. But if we did see, choshishin, we would be suspicious. Why? What's going on over there? They're doing chalitzas? They're playing around with chalitza? Maybe they had kavana. You need kavana. So the Gemara says, "Hani mi lishtarula alma." You only need kavana to matter her to the rest of the world. Avala achin mifsala, but the path of the brothers, that even maybe without kavana. So by the fact that they're playing around doing chalitzas in the house, now she might not be mutter yet to the rest of the world. She'll need a real chalitza for that. But at least to ask her from the other brothers to do Yibum, that will be enough. That will be enough. Okay. Next. Amar Yehuda Marav. Sandal hatofer bepishton. Let's say a sandal is, the halacha is, it has to be leather. So let's say it's tied up with some kind of pishton, flax, like a stitching. Stitching. Exactly. Stitching. Right? What's the halacha? In Choltenbo. You can't use that. Shenemar v'analecha tachash. Tachash is an animal that existed in the times of the Mishkan. Whatever it is, the point is that it's leather. Pure leather. Hopefully tomorrow I'll have some pictures of the Yibum shoe. Pure leather. Ah, the aim of Tachash in midyachrina lo. So maybe you can only use Tachash. Nothing else. So the Gemara says, no. Nal Reba. In other words, Nal is a Reba, any type of leather. So ina nal riba afilu kol mili nami, then you can use anything. So the Gemara says, no, imkein tachash mehanile. So what is tachash telling you? So tachash is telling me it's a material like tachash, which is what? Any leather. All leather.
So every part of it has to be...
Yes. Right. The whole thing has to be 100%. Right, maybe the bottom not. Right. We're going to... Well, the article said that a sandal is boiled leather. So maybe the whole thing has to be leather, maybe. Right? The whole thing might have to be leather. In the picture over here, the stitching is clearly recognizable that it's not... that they make the stitching... You'll see the picture. The stitching is very, very prominent. So I'm not sure what it's made out of. Okay. Baimenei Reb Elazar Meirav. Who shall are... Let's say the stitching is made out, the shoe is made out of leather, v'tarsiosav shel sar, and the laces are made out of hair. The leather laces? The laces are made out of hair. Ma, what's the halacha? Amalei, milo karina ve'malacha tachash. Didn't I tell you that it has to be made out of tachash, and that doesn't only mean leather, but even the hair of the animal? So hair would be good. So maybe they use hair to stitch it. Right? So the Gemara says, ihachi kula shel sar nami. So why can't the whole thing be made out of hair? Right, they have like this goat hair, right? Goat hair shoes. Why can't the whole thing be made out of hair? Why leather? So the Gemara says, "No, who karka mikri?" Because if the whole shoe is made out of hair, that's not called a shoe. It's called a karka. It's a different animal, right? We even ourselves would know that, right? Things are called shoes, but at some point, if it's made out of some weird material, it's not called a shoe. It's called a slipper. It's called a sandal. Whatever it's called, it's not called a shoe. Amalei Rav Kahana l'Shmuel. How do you know that chalitza means removing the shoe? How do you know that? Dichtiv v'chol v'choltu esavonim asher bohen hanega. Because when a house has tsaras, they remove the stones from the house. So v'choltu means remove, right? V'ema zirudehu. No, maybe it means to put it on. To put the shoe on. Dichtiv v'haycholtu meyitchem anashim mutzava. Haycholtu there in Parshas Matos means get the army ready. We're going to fight Midian. Meaning, get this guy ready and put the shoes on the body. Who said it means to remove? Maybe it means to put on. So he goes, no. Hasam nami shalufa mi beisa la karva. No, it means get them out of the house. Remove these men from the house, from the houses, and get them ready to go fight war. I vaksiv yichlatz ani be'anyav. Support an ani in his poverty. And support means to put it on. I put the shoe on. So the Gemara says, no. B'schar anya yichaltu midina shal gehenim. In the schar, it's an unbelievable line. In the schar that somebody is poor and somebody has to withstand the nisyonos of being poor, he will be shielded from gehenim. That's a kapara. So there's no raya that the word chalitza means to put on. Another one, El Hadachsiv, Chon Amalach Hashem Tzavav Lireyav Vayechaltzeim, again, supporting. Again, B'tzchar Yireyav, in the tzchar of having fear of Hashem, Yechaltzeim Adina Shal Gehenom, you'll be supported from Gehenom, you'll be saved from Gehenom. El Hadachsiv, another Pasuk, Vatzmotzecha Yachlitz, his bones will be strengthened. So V'amar V'loz, Azu Ma'ala Sheva Brachos, Ma'ula Sheva Brachos, that's the best bracha. We're talking about here in Yeshaya, there were like 11 brachas. The best one was, you're going to have strong bones. Why is that the best one? V'amar Rava, Zeruze Garmi, meaning supporting the bones, giving strength to the bones. When you have health and strength, you're able to do more mitzvot, that's the best bracha of all. So the Gemara says, anyway, we don't have a raya. Anyway, so what does the word chalitza mean? So it's in, you're right. Mashmahachi or mashmahachi. It could be either one. It could be either putting on or taking off. The hacha itzal kadaitach zruzehu. But here by chalitza, if the pasuk meant to put it on, then imke lichto rachmana v'chalta nalo biraglo. Doesn't say that. Therefore, it means to remove. Now, e kasev rachmana biraglo. Have I mean? I would have thought biraglo in b'shoko lo, not on your thigh. Kasev rachmana me'al raglo dafilu b'shoko. So kasha. So im kain lichter rachmana b'me'al raglo my me'al raglo. What is it? Me'al raglo shmamina mishlav hu. It means to remove, which is what we hold. Amal le hahumina lo Gamliel. A certain apikores said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Ama dechalitza mare mine." Hashem has done chalitza with the nation of the Jews. He's done chalitza to them, right? They're chalitza to him. In other words, they're no longer the best. The most favored nation had Hashem did chalitza. How do you know? Dechsiv betonim ubakar miyelchu levakish es Hashem with their sheep and their cattle. They come to look for Hashem. V'lo yimtu, they can't find him. Chalat mehem. Is chalitza done? So amalei shote. No, what are you talking about? Miksiv chalat lohem, chalat mehem ksiv. Right? Chalitza mehem from them. The ilu yivama dechaltu leachin bidei memashia isbe. If the lady is going to initiate chalitza, does that do anything? In other words, the only one party can do the chalitza. Yes, it's true that the woman is the one who removes the shoe and spits, but it has to be done by the direction of the brother, not the other way around. So what he's saying is, what Rabbi Gamliel was saying was, it's not that Hashem did chalitza to us, it's that we did chalitza to Hashem. And we're the ones who caused this break. We're the ones who caused the gullus, not Hashem. It's all us. So you think that Hashem divorced himself from us? No, it's the other way around. We divorced himself from Hashem. What's Hashem supposed to do? Let that just sit by? No. So he takes it out on us. It's all our fault. Just like a woman can't initiate the chalitza. She can't walk up. It's got to be done by the Baal. Okay. Next. What the Mishnah said, Ban Pila Chalitas Apsula. Lememra Dan Pila Lav Minalu. What, a sock is not a shoe? Is that what you're trying to tell me? That you can't use socks. If you remove socks, it's not good. By the way, that's why when they do Chalitza, they don't wear socks. The man doesn't wear socks. Because again, that's a Chatzitza. If you remove, even though we hold that socks on nothing, it's still a Chatzitza. But the Gemara says, what do you mean? You can't wear socks? Vatnan, nami, ein ha-toreim. When the Kohanim used to go into the rooms to remove the matzahs ha-shekels to buy, to purchase kabanos, ein toreim nichnas, they wouldn't go in, lo b'pargun ha-chapos, they wouldn't go in with a hem, velo banpalya. They wouldn't go in with socks. Why wouldn't they go in with a hem? Because they don't want them to accuse them of stealing money in the hem, or putting money in the socks. Right, everybody else was barefoot. What's he wearing socks for? He's hiding money in the socks, right? The ain't sarach loma b'minol b'sandal. I don't have to tell you that you can't wear a minol or a sandal when they go into that room. Why? Well, if you ain't a knotz in the middle of sandal azara, you can't wear shoes in the whole Beit HaMikdash. You can't wear shoes in the whole Beit HaMikdash. So of course you can't wear shoes or socks. You can't wear shoes. I don't have to even mention that. Socks have to mention. What do you see? Socks are not shoes. Right? Socks are not shoes. I have to have a different reason why you can't wear socks. Verminhu, but listen to this. Echad minol v'sandal, van palya, whether it's shoes, socks, or sandals, no matter what it is, lo yitayel behen. You can't wear them on Yom Kippur. Lo b'bayis l'bayis, lo mimita l'mita, not from house to house, not from room to room. You can't even wear socks on Yom Kippur. You hear this? Amar Abaya. Abaya says, no, you know, that's, so isn't that a stira? On the one hand, you tell me that the reason why you can't wear socks in the Beis HaMikdash is because I'm afraid you're going to be stealing. And then you tell me you can't wear socks in Yom Kippur. Because it's leather. Or not leather, it's a minol. But you're not allowed to wear, you know, the eel is a sandal and Yom Kippur's usher. Even socks. Isn't that a stira? Socks are like the din of shoes. So the Gemara says, no, you know why you can't wear those socks on Yom Kippur? Because you put in cotton in there to make it nice and soft. Umishum tainik. It's a tainik problem. That's why you can't wear those socks. So Amalei Abrava, what do you mean? Umishum tainik below minol b'yom kippur miyasiri? What, you're not allowed to have tainik on Yom Kippur? There are certain things, certain tainugim you're not allowed to have. One of them is wearing leather. What, you're not allowed to wear socks? You're not allowed to sleep on a comfortable pillow on Yom Kippur? Of course you are. You're not allowed to put cotton into your socks on Yom Kippur? Why not? What's wrong with that? Va Rabbi Bar Huna Karach Sudra Akari V'Nafak. He did exactly that. He used to wrap his feet with cotton and cloth to give himself comfort. What are you talking about? Ela Amar Rava No Lo Kashi. You know what the problem is? Kan Ban Palya Shel Or Kan Palya Shel Beged. That's the difference. What are the socks made out of? If they're made out of leather, it's a problem. If they're made out of cloth, it's not a problem. I don't know the kashi about Yom Kippur. The Tanya, well, you tell Adam bikur dis kisin b'soch beso. You're not allowed to wear slippers in your house, right? Avol matayel hu ban pilim b'soch beso. But you can wear socks in your house. What's the difference? Ella shmamina kam ba payshel or kam ba payshel beged shmamina. It depends what it's made out of, right? Okay, so I was hoping we'd have a chance this summer. It's all the rage and the craze, Crocs. Can you wear Crocs on Yom Kippur? So at first blush, you'd say, why not? They're not leather, right? They're not leather. So by the way, the Rosh Paskins, that the only time you're allowed to wear even non-leather is in your house. The Gemara here says in your house. When you're walking out of the street or you're going into shul, you have to mamash be barefoot. Which is how some Rishonim held. The vast majority did not hold that way. The Shulchan Aruch does not hold that way. The Shulchan Aruch said in Tuf Reish Yudalid, also lino sandal o minoshal ar. You're not allowed to wear leather. That we know. Afilu, fine, afilu kavod. Avol shel gemi, but if it's rubber. O shel kash, or straw. O shel beged, or cloth, any material, right? O shel sharminim, or anything else. Mutter! I feel lots of behem, unlike the rush, even to go out in public, right? Little shushar rabbin, right? So far, so good. You can wear them, no problem. I'm not talking about wearing Crocs when it's not Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av in shul. That's a separate discussion. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Yom Kippur. What's the halacha? Listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Unbelievable Mishnah Berurah. He says in Sif Katan Hay, V'chol she'enu shel or enu nikra minol ela malvash. If it's not made out of leather, it's not called a shoe. What's it called? The malbush. You're allowed to wear malbushim on Yom Kippur. You're allowed to wear clothing. Just can't wear leather. V'yesh me'achronim she'machmirin. There are some that are machmir. V'shal eitz afilu enu mechupar or. If it's made out of wood, even without leather. Why? V'chein yesh me'achronim she'lo b'loshay t'min al-otzim al-avadim. V'asur k'min al-shalanu v'umagin al-regel. What's the problem? The ain margish klakashul yachev. You have no clue that you're barefoot. You have no clue that you're not wearing shoes. It's so comfortable, just like you're wearing leather. Someone machmir. V'lav b'chal inuhu. That's not an inui. One of the inuim is not to wear leather. You wear unbelievable shoes. It's the same thing. Ulfiza hu adin shel guma. Even if it's made out of rubber, yesh lahachmir. There are people that are machmir. Of course, about paskening, but there are people that are machmir for this very reason. Not because there's nothing against Crocs. It's because the idea is that you should feel that you're wearing something, so that people try to wear low, so low, right? At least you'll feel you walking in the street. You would never wear that during the week. You'd never wear that during the year. And then he says, but also an important line, V'af she'ein limchos bi'ad ha'mekilin. You can't say anything to anybody. Somebody's wearing them, you can't say a word. Why? Sha'shulchan aruch bro'ach v'ad ha'mekilin with that. Everybody's mekil. Okay, I came up with a chumrah, okay. Someone says a chumrah. Mechaber doesn't say that. The Bechaber says he can't wear leather. Anything else, no problem. All right, we'll stop here, and we will continue tomorrow. More Hilchas Chalitza.